Wow, it's that Wednesday that feels like Friday, doesn't it? It's a great feeling. I'm almost confused about what show I should be doing. American, you know, the American Hit Radio Show or the How Music Changed Show. With a four-day weekend, holiday weekend coming up. Hope you're all set for the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. But it is the Wednesday show, time for us to do what we call American Hit Radio. We've been counting our way through albums for quite a while now. And today we're going to look at another album, which is from the top 500 of the top 40. Album number 205 out of 500. Wow, we're really moving along in this series, it seems, rather incredibly. We've been doing it for a good number of years, I suppose. The album we're going to cover today, hang on. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to want to moan when I say it, and other people are going to say, oh, joy. But we're going to cover The Grateful Dead, and the album is Europe 72. Now, I know that a lot of people, right? Whenever a lot of people, they hear the name Grateful Dead, and it's like their alarm bells go off. Live albums by The Grateful Dead, though, are unlike live albums by anyone else. While most artists release live albums as a stopgap measure between delayed studio albums or as income generators often to revisit hit songs from their catalog, The Dead treated live albums as a natural extension of their creativity. It's just part of who they were. Over time, it would become the primary focus of their existence. In fact, soon after this album, that's exactly what did happen. They had only about, you know, five or six studio albums left, but they had hundreds upon hundreds of live albums after this. In 1972, though, there were relatively few official live recordings by the band available to the public. To say that things have changed since then is a gross understatement. The Grateful Dead were proud supporters of tapers, and they actually encouraged their fans to exchange bootleg live recordings, eventually releasing hundreds of shows, if not more, through semi-officially sanctioned channels. Some of these recordings are classic among Deadheads, but of the albums that were officially submitted to a record label, in this case, Warner Brothers, none are better, or perhaps a better word is more digestible to non-Deadheads than Europe 72. If you're not a big fan of The Grateful Dead, I still would argue that this is the best way to enjoy the band, to find a gateway in. This album contains excellent, arguably improved versions of classic studio material, songs like China Cat Sunflower or Cumberland Blues. And it's also mixed with new songs exclusive to this release that became instant classics all on their own, songs like Jack Straw and Brown Eyed Woman. If you are even remotely interested in understanding the phenomenon known as The Grateful Dead, this is the perfect launching pad. It's worth noting that this is the first album that features pianist Keith Godshall. They brought him in because Ron Pigpen McKernan was ailing and was having trouble making a lot of the shows due to increasingly poor health. So they bring in Keith Godshall to come in as a pianist, and he's great with the band. This is his first album. And he brings with him his wife, Donna, as a background vocalist, which was also an amazingly cool move because she was a session singer who sang backup at Stax and Vault and et cetera, et cetera. She basically backed up Percy Sledge, Elvis Presley. She has quite a catalog. So they're featured on this album. Now, I'm going to talk little because I'm going to try to get this is a triple album. I want to see if I can get the thing done in two shows rather than three. So we'll start with a great rework of the song Cumberland Blues that was off of one of their studio albums, but done here, I think, in a superior version on 90.3 WHPC. Here's The Grateful Dead. I got to say, that is probably one of my favorite live Dead cuts from anything. It's just so good. Oop, that's all right. You can let it go. We're going to keep going anyway. I mentioned that there was a couple of new original numbers as well, so that's what this is. This is entitled He's Gone on 90.3 WHPC. I love hearing the dead rock out like that on this album. Something else. Bob Weir song, One More Saturday Night. I'm not positive of this, but I think that that song was one of the new songs when this came out. Bob Weir released his first solo album very close around this time, an album called Ace. That song was on it. I think it came out on the live version first, and the live version is awesome. Just the guitars are fantastic, but again, Keith Gottscho brings so much extra to it that it gives it all a kick. Now, side two is what we're up to now, and the next song, if I was going to rate my favorite Grateful Dead songs from number one to, this would be number one. My favorite Grateful Dead song, bar none. It's called Jack Straw, 90.3 WHPC. I'd say it's a much better than credible version of a Hank Williams song there. You Win Again from the album Europe 72. That's the only song on the side that wasn't recorded in France. And it sounds like that show at the Olympia Theater in Paris must have been outrageously great because it featured that version of Jack Straw. And these next two tracks as well were from the same show on May 3rd of 1972. So let's bring them up right now. The first is a song that dates back to their third studio album, and that falls into a traditional song called I Know You Rider. So here's the segue of China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider, featuring the Grateful Dead. surely two of my favorite live sides from any Grateful Dead live album. And I'm trying to squeeze in like one of the jam sides right now so we can pretty much like condense it into two shows. I think it'd be the smartest thing to do. So we're going to jump to side five, which has got an elongated version of Truckin' that eventually lapses into epilogue. So we'll start that right now. Hope you have a great holiday weekend, folks. See you then.
This next number rose straight to the top of the charts in Turlock, California. Numero uno, and stayed there for a week or two. They love us in Turlock, and we love them for that.
Chips cashed in and keep trucking like the dude I'm mad. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking. Oh, 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 oh. Heroes of neon and flashing my keys out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, but just won't let you be. Of true love, most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days, they know they better be going out of the door and down on the street all alone. Trucking like the dude I met once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't. Like a travel.